Chapter 27, Happy Harvey. The next morning, Pearl's parlor buzzed with excitement. Lucy was especially excited.
Let me see the ring.
Emma Grace held up her hand for everyone to inspect. One by one, the girls congratulated her and kissed her on the cheek. Emma Grace, we are so very happy for you. Because of you and Tommy Lee, we now have a Cinderella story to tell at Pearl's Parlor. That afternoon, Maggie and Heather were sitting on the front porch enjoying the warmth of the West Texas sun when they heard a familiar resonating through the peaceful afternoon. Rusty ran out wagging his tail. He knew that honk meant yummy treats. Harvey presented himself with warmth and love.
Hey everyone, happy Harvey's here.
From upstairs and downstairs, the girls ran into the main room. The young, fun-loving millionaire made his visits in the early afternoons. The ladies were crazy about Happy Harvey. Harvey James Rochester was an attractive, wealthy, charming, witty man who cherished his lady pearls, as he affectionately called them. Each of the girls kept a wish list active at Holland's Jewelers for their clients who wanted to show their extra appreciation. Harvey was one of the famous store's best customers. He never missed a birthday and loved to buy the girls gifts. With the exception of Katie, who wanted a Harley Davidson for her birthday, Harvey made sure that the girls were adorned with golden trinkets, favorite gemstones, diamonds, and concho pearls. On his afternoon visits to Pearl's Parlor, he first went to his bank for a stack of $5 bills. For a great big snuggy huggy from Happy Harvey, Harvey gave each of the girls one of the bills. However, this particular afternoon, Harvey entered into the parlor carrying a large box containing several smaller boxes. How is my boy? For years, Pearl had heard Minna say those same words to every regular customer who entered the Everlane Mansion.
Wonderful, dear lady.
Harvey kissed Pearl on both cheeks. Harvey had recently been to Europe, and everyone was excited to see what he had brought.
I bring gifts and treasures from travel abroad.
Handing each of the girls one of the boxes, he gave a peck on the mouth, as well as a,
"This is for you, sugar lips."
Heather was the first to open her box.
Oh, it's French perfume.
Harvey had carefully selected a different fragrance for each of the girls. They smothered him with smooches and hugs. Annabelle's daughter, Julie Marie, was visiting the parlor that day. Harvey handed her a dream baby doll.
This is for you, Julie Marie.
Thank you, Mr. Harvey.
Annabelle beamed as she watched her little girl hug her new doll. He handed Katie a bag of Derby dog biscuits.
These are for Rusty.
Thank you, Harvey. Come over here, Emma Grace. You need to show Harvey your ring.
Oh my, it is simply exquisite. This is so exciting. We must throw a bridal shower for you.
Harvey usually brought catalogs and newspaper clippings with current fashions and trends. Lucy and Harvey were especially close.
He's just like having an awesome girlfriend in a man's body.
Sometimes he'd take the girls on shopping sprees and buy them new outfits. Though complimentary, at the same time, Harvey never hesitated to speak out when he felt that one of the pearls needed a slight adjustment or change. Harvey kept up with all the latest beauty secrets, like soaking cotton balls in chamomile tea and putting them on eyes to get rid of dark circles, or making sure their lip liner made a perfect Cupid's bow before applying some bright red lipstick. He was quick to notice and comment when one of the girls had a new hairstyle or when anyone had changed her makeup.
Guess what, everybody? I met Coco Chanel when I was in France.
You did? Tell us all about it. What is she like?
Well, Coco came to a cocktail party I was invited to when I was in Paris. Oh my goodness, I just love Coco. Ginger, you would look absolutely fabulous in that outfit she was wearing. It caused quite a ruckus when she brazenly strolled in wearing gold lamé sparkling trousers and a matching gold lamé man's necktie on a flowing white chiffon shirt. People are still not used to women wearing trousers. Personally, I see nothing wrong with it. Of course, in Coco circles, she can do no wrong. That woman could put a lampshade on her head, call it a hat, and within a week, women all over Paris will be wearing lampshades. Oh my goodness, that thought is so funny.
That is because she is Coco.
I noticed a lot of the women at the party had a bit of a tan. Everyone wants that sun-kissed look ever since Coco accidentally bronzed herself on the French Riviera. I spent some time there myself and saw some muscular, gorgeous bare chest on the beach that made me feel tingly all over my body. So many of them were bronzed, their stomachs ripped like a washboard. Oh my lord, it was a sight to behold. Total eye candy, if you know what I mean.
Maggie grinned.
Like when the cowboys come into town.
All in all, I had a fantastic trip. Europe seems to be recovering from the pains of war. By the way, did y'all hear the Attorney General finally declared women can wear trousers in America now? Coco will do well with that.
I remember wearing those awful corsets. So much has changed in the last 20 years. The new woman has arrived. Happy Harvey was a joy and a thoughtful man. He called the girls
Sugar Pie, Sugar Lips, Sugar Dumpling, Sugar!
And for good reason. Harvey's father, who had become wealthy trading textiles on the East Coast, had brought his family to San Angelo when he saw an opportunity to become involved in the wool business that was booming in West Texas. His mother, a large, overbearing woman, was bossy and rude, constantly telling Harvey what to do. When Harvey was 18 years old, his father took him into town to spend the day with their banker.
Son, today is your day to become a real man and learn about the family business. We're going to open an account for you.
After the papers were signed, his banker led the two men to the entrance of a covert underground tunnel located inside the bank. The father and son went through the tunnel, and in just a matter of minutes, they found themselves inside Miss Hattie's Bordello on Concho Avenue. An attractive girl with long black curls sauntered over to the two men.
Hello, handsome. My name is Sugar. We've been expecting you. You're coming with me.
Harvey's father gave him a wink.
Make me proud, son.
He glowed as he patted Harvey on the back.
You're in good hands, Harvey. I assure you, Sugar will take good care of you.
A pretty blonde-haired girl named Goldie gave Harvey a coy smile and hooked herself into his father's arm. He watched as she led his father down the hallway and saw them disappear into one of the rooms down the hall. Sugar took Harvey's hand and escorted him into a bedroom with a colorful quilt on the bed. A dark red curtain was hung on the window, blocking the room from the bright sunlight. A candle on the table beside the bed emitted a soft glow reflecting off the walls.
So, I hear this is your first time, Harvey? Or have you been with a woman without your daddy knowing?
No, ma'am.
Harvey was bewildered and a little confused. Sugar started taking off her clothes, revealing beautiful firm breasts, a long waist, and perfectly shaped hips that were swaying back and forth to a silent rhythm.
Excuse me? Ma'am, what are you doing?
Harvey began dripping with perspiration.
We're going to make Mr. Happy happy.
Sugar put her hands below Harvey's belt buckle.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Don't worry, honey. This happens sometimes.
I don't believe anything's gonna happen, ma'am. Now, don't get me wrong. You're a lovely girl, but honestly, Mr. Happy only tingles when I see a hard-muscled body attached to a tight, firm buttock in a pair of man's trousers, if you know what I mean.
I think I do. I also like a hard-muscled body attached to a tight, firm buttocks in a pair of man's trousers, if you know what I mean.
You're the first person I ever told. I know my father has different expectations for today, but honestly, I don't see this happening. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about the way I feel about men, but I really can't help it.
Poor Harvey was sweating profusely and feeling more nervous and confused by the minute.
I think my father's suspicious. That's why he brought me here today. You're a very beautiful woman, Sugar, and really sexy. But I'm afraid it's not going to happen today or ever.
Sugar was a sweetheart of a gal.
I've got an idea.
The springs on this bed are pretty loud.
How about I jump up and down on the bed and yell something like, "Ride 'em, cowboy," while you yell something like, "Yeah, baby, yeah." Then when I give you the signal, you say, "Yeah, sugar, yeah." Your father will think everything is hunky-dory, and I can make my money.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
Sugar peeked out the door and waited until she saw Harvey's father emerge from Goldie's room. Since Sugar had entertained Mr. Rochester many times before and knew his routine, she was sure it wouldn't be too long before he ambled down the hallway to the sitting room. Sugar timed it just right. As soon as she saw the door open, she popped back into the room, jumped onto the bed, and started bouncing up and down. Sugar made an impressive racket.
Ride 'em, cowboy! Attaboy!
Harvey was delighted.
Yeah, baby. Say it. Do it now.
Yeah, baby.
Ride 'em, cowboy!
Yeah, baby.
Ride 'em hard!
Yeah,
Harvey!
Oh, baby!
Ride 'em, cowboy!
Yeah, baby.
Attaboy!
Oh, yeah!
Ride 'em, cowboy!
Yeah, baby.
Ride 'em, cowboy!
Oh, sugar. Yeah, baby! Oh,
ride 'em, cowboy!
Oh,
ride
baby!
Em, cowboy.
Yeah, baby! Yeah,
attaboy!
Yes, baby! Baby, sugar, baby! Yeah! How am I doing?
Harvey was totally amused. Sugar and Harvey were putting on quite a show for anyone within listening distance. The next 15 minutes, Sugar and Happy Harvey made enough noise to be heard at least halfway down Concho Avenue. Miss Hattie raised her eyebrows.
Sounds like your son is having a mighty good time.
Mr. Rochester lit up a cigar, sat back in the chair, and proudly announced,
"That's my boy."
Mr. Rochester puffed on his cigar and smiled.
Ride 'em, cowboy! Ride 'em, cowboy!
Oh, sugar, yeah, baby! Oh, sugar! Oh, yeah!
Takes after his father.
Right.
And so it began. Harvey would come to town, go to the bank, sneak through the tunnel to Miss Hattie's, and play Ride 'em Cowboy with Sugar while she bounced on the bed. One day she surprised him with a stick horse, which he rode in circles around the room. It was fun and made the game more interesting. Sometimes he would put on a baby bonnet and one of Sugar's nightgowns, and Sugar would sing.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child.
Am I your baby?
The games were their little secret. Sugar was paid dearly for her services. The other girls at Miss Hattie's begged for Harvey's affection. After all, with all the commotion coming from Sugar's room, he had to be fun. He always responded with,
Now y'all know, Sugar's my girl.
Harvey, with his big heart, hated to see anyone disappointed. He felt bad when they pouted, as if he had just told them they weren't good enough to get any ice cream. One day he found a solution.
I will give anyone a dollar for a great big snuggy huggy.
When Harvey started bringing dollar bills for a hug to Miss Hattie's, the girls gave him the nickname Happy Harvey. Sugar kept Happy Harvey's secret. She had served him well. The men saw him as an enigma, but to the ladies, Happy Harvey was a hero. Sugar told Harvey on a Tuesday afternoon that she was leaving San Angelo.
I need to get out of this business, Harvey. I'm not getting any younger, and I have a sister in Fort Worth. I've got some money saved, and it's as good a place as any to get a new start.
Wednesday morning, Harvey rewarded Sugar with $3,000 as a token of appreciation for her 3 memorable years of personal service to him.
You're my best friend, Sugar. Thanks for everything. I hope you'll be happy. Let me know if you ever need anything.
After Sugar left, Harvey retired his Ride'em Cowboy game. It just wasn't the same without her. Sugar moved to Fort Worth, where she married a real cowboy and had a couple of girls. When Harvey learned she had married, he thought to himself,
Now she'll be saying, Ride'em Cowboy, till death do us part.
Beverly was another woman at Miss Hattie's, whom Harvey befriended after Sugar left. The locals named her Boom Boom. Harvey figured it was probably because she had a loud, booming voice that could wake the dead. Harvey created a different game to play with Boom Boom. He insisted on a room that overlooked Concho Avenue so that he could open the window, peek through the curtain, and wait until he saw someone he knew. He would then give Boom Boom a $10 bill to yell as loudly as she could.
You are absolutely the best lover in San Angelo, Texas.
Harvey paid Boom Boom $100 for each of their sessions, plus a handsome tip. One day, he saw the same man who directed he and his father to the tunnel the day he met Sugar at Miss Hattie's. Boom Boom did her Boom Boom.
Oh, Harvey James Rochester! You are the best lover in San Angelo, Texas!
That's good, that's good. Do it again. A little louder. I see my banker. Quick, do it now!
Oh, Harvey James Rochester! You are absolutely the best lover in San Angelo, Texas!
Sadly, Boom Boom also moved away to marry a rancher from Ozona, Texas. For months afterwards, Harvey pined for a playmate and was delighted when he heard about the new parlor opening up on the Concho River. Harvey James Rochester had received a personal invitation to opening night at Miss Pearl's parlor, which was billed as an extravaganza. The moment he saw pretty little Lucy, he knew that he had found his new playmate. In many ways, Lucy reminded him of Sugar. Harvey had invented a new game he called Little Bo Peep. He saw Lucy as a perfect match, and he was right. The first time they were together, he presented her with a sheep's costume.
Lucy, oh Lucy, you.
She blinked at him with her big brown eyes and proclaimed,
"Why don't you call me Babs? That's Babs."
It was common knowledge in San Angelo that Harvey James Rochester, the wealthy wool merchant, had been a regular client at Miss Hattie's and now was a patron at Miss Pearl's parlor. Happy Harvey had the reputation for being a ladies' man and a most favored client of the sporting ladies in San Angelo. It was no secret that women were crazy about Happy Harvey. The men in town remained curious and never could figure out why.